If you've spent much time walking around Seattle, you've probably spotted a poster somewhere for Fantasy A, bearing the image of a young African-American man.
I'm a musician with autism, and I write songs about my personal struggles.
His ubiquitous handmade flyers promote performances at local clubs and bars where he shares his story through rap music. Sound effect producer Jennifer Wing spent some time with Fantasy A as he taped and stapled flyers to telephone poles on just about every corner of South Lake Union.
How much of your time do you spend putting posters up?
I usually do it like 6 hours a day doing postering.
Every day?
Yes, every day.
As Jennifer soon found out, this aggressive self-promotion is not only about his music, it's also about a man who needs a home, doing his best to weave his own safety net.
Ever since a teacher in high school told Fantasy A about the importance of being positive, he shares his enthusiasm for the brighter side of life with almost everyone he meets throughout the day.
I want y'all to have a fantastic day, and my model to give you everyone is to be yourself, be inspired, and be respectful. Go Hawks, go Mariners, and go Sounders, and go different teams. And peace, much love, love you guys, and good luck with everything.
Fantasy A and I walk and walk and walk through the lunch hour rush of Amazonia and South Lake Union. We pause about every 50 steps so that he can tape a flyer to a pole promoting one of his upcoming shows.
And that flyer is for the show that's coming up this Saturday for the Boo Boom Tavern.
Fantasy A is 25 years old. The fantasy comes from his love of science fiction and magic. The A stands for his real name, Alex. Alex Hubbard. At the Blue Moon Tavern, he wears dark wide pants, a dark button-down shirt, and his usual dark painter's cap. He starts his short set of hip-hop with his song, Can't Stand Anxiety. What he just said is really easy to miss. It's loud. In this song, Alex says the house that he's living in Skyway is tearing down apart, and that it got him too much stress. He has a painful heart. We'll get back to this, but first, let's meet one of Alex's biggest fans.
He's almost like Buddha, and he sort of emits a green, calming energy. I'm Noah Zoltan Sofian. I'm 26, and I was one of the directors of Fantasy A Gets Jacked. Fantasy A Gets Jacked is a 25-minute film about Fantasy A and the day he gets robbed multiple times.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your homie, Fantasy A. As a rapper with autism, I want everybody to hear my everyday struggles, especially the day I got jacked. On my birthday.
People, like, when they see him, get excited. Like, we would be filming the movie, and he'd be across the street, and we'd, like, set the camera up, and we're just filming him walking, and just this car screeches to a halt, and the person, you just hear him go, like, oh my god, it's Fantasy A, I can't believe it's you. And he goes, I'm so glad to meet you. And so, like, it would happen all the time. We'd be on a bridge, and a garbage truck would stop. It's like, is that Fantasy A? Oh my god, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it doesn't really go beyond that, but, like, he makes, like I said, that green energy he has, he just kind of makes people feel good.
Noah met Alex 2 years ago through his friend David Lewis. David and Noah co-directed the short film. After shooting for the film was done for each day, their cameraman, who had a car, would drive everyone home. Usually, Noah got dropped off before Alex. But one day, the conversation going on in the car was so good that Noah decided to stay for the duration. It was on this day when Noah saw where Alex lives in Skyway. The state of the house shocked him.
We'd only heard what our cameraman had told us about the house because he would always drop him off. And so when we went with him, we couldn't believe it. Like, it's a small, like, tract home in Skyway, like, it's overgrown with like plant life all over the house, and the roof is caving in, so it has, you know, a blue tarp over it, and just all this crumbling stuff. The house is not very, like, it looks like it's in a constant brownout, basically.
Noah and David want to find Alex a new place to live. These two novice filmmakers not only genuinely like Alex, but Noah says they're really indebted to Alex.
Because we owe it to him because he's helped us so much in what we've done. Like, we wouldn't have any kind of filmmaking experience, basically, if it weren't for him.
Noah would be happy to live with Alex, but Noah is still living at home with his parents in Madrona. Noah has tried a few times to connect Alex with possible roommates, and one promising place was in Seattle's International District.
It's like a 3,000 square foot space, and they had all these rooms, and they were like losing roommates and stuff, and it's like $500 a month. And they said, yeah, we'll take anybody. And we said, oh, Fantasy A would be perfect for this place. And they said, oh, no, man, you know.
They said no.
They have some image in their mind of what he'll do as a roommate, and they don't like it.
Do you think it's racism?
I think it's they wouldn't claim it is. I think it's more ableist, like that he just makes them uncomfortable. Like, I don't think they feel they could hold like a conversation with him, even though it's like very easy to talk to him.
At the house in Skyway, Alex lives with his mom, Linda Hubbard. A few years ago, Linda suffered a stroke. She gets around okay on a cane. We sit in the sunshine on the lawn outside of the Rainier branch of the Seattle Public Library. And we meet here because Linda is too embarrassed by the state of her house.
And it leaks every time it rains. And there are critters coming into the house because of the holes. His dad recently had to go into a nursing home. And because of that, that's left us both to try to figure out how we're going to pay the bills.
Linda says she owns the home. She says there's just a few thousand dollars left to go on the mortgage. And you may wonder, why doesn't she just sell the place? Well, it's complicated. Linda says she owns the house with her ex-husband, and he is now in a nursing home. And she says that his side of the family isn't interested in selling. So Linda says she and Alex are stuck right now. Since her stroke, Linda has been on disability, and Alex gets money from the state, too, because of his autism. But he also works part-time for Seattle Public Utilities, sweeping floors, filing papers, and doing some data entry. The hours when Alex is not at work, he's taking buses and walking around Seattle, putting up posters.
He gets up early in the morning, doesn't come back home till nightfall. He tries to stay away as long as he could, just to feel not, you know, the walls not crumbling down on him. But that's one of the things I think, even though they don't address that part of his autism, I think it's the stability of everything. It needs to be a stable environment for him to feel safe. And even though he won't tell me that he's unsafe, he feels it.
One of the topics that is usually spinning around in Alex's mind as he walks is finding a new home.
Everywhere else we're trying to move to are less affordable. So that's the reason why we cannot move right now. So that's why I'm gonna wait until I have my money saved up to get my own place.
Would you take your mom with you?
Yeah, possibly. I have to take her with me because I don't want her to like be on the streets. So that's why I want her to live with me so I can take care of her. That's seriously why I had to keep going harder and harder and harder.
Examples of Alex's love for his mom are displayed in written words. One of the first posters I ever noticed that was put up by Alex wasn't asking people to come to one of his performances. It was asking for money to help his mom right after she had her stroke. And along with writing rap songs and starring in short films, Alex is a self-published author. He wrote a book called Life in the Eyes of an Autistic Person. When I met up with Linda, she handed me a copy.
Can I hold on to this for a little bit?
You can have it. He orders a bunch of them, so.
Aw, did you see what he wrote here?
Mm-mm. I don't see much of anything anymore. He wants to say, for my mother, Linda Hubbard, that takes care of me as I take care of her. Oh.
Is that the first time you saw that?
Yeah. I usually go in and just look at, you know, the pictures and stuff.
Linda says for now, if they can't move out together, she'd at least like to get Alex into a cleaner, safer place before winter sets in.